This is Riley, and welcome back to History Unknown. Today I'll be interviewing Mary Beth. Hi, Mary Beth. It's great to have you.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Now, I have a couple of questions about your daily life as a Roman Christian woman.
Sure, go ahead.
Were you a prophet in the Christian faith?
Yes, I became a prophet around the first century. This is when the majority of Christian women were becoming prophets.
Oh, okay.
And when you're a prophet, you're very excited about public speaking, preaching, teaching, leading prayer, and performing the Eucharist meal.
Did you enjoy being a prophet?
Yes, very much.
So I understand that during the period of Christianity in Rome, it was already like a struggle for people. How did being a woman make it even more of a struggle?
So it's been pretty rough. When I was younger, my parents were divorced.
I'm very sorry to hear about that.
Yes, so I was raised by my father because my mom basically had no parental rights. When I got older, my husband was a political figure.
Okay.
And I helped to promote him as a family man.
Oh, okay. Alright, so I have another question.
Sure, go ahead.
So I understand that women didn't get much education, unless if you were like higher class. So what class were you in?
So I was in the upper class.
Oh, so did you get a ton of education?
Yes. I had basic reading and writing skills. I believed that, most people believed that education could turn women into a bore.
Oh, well, I don't think that's possible.
Yeah. My education was supposed to help me manage my household and make me more literate.
Did it help you with that?
I guess you could say so.
Yeah, so you could have lived without it.
Basically.
Would you have liked to have more education?
Yes, but, I mean, of course you don't want me to be bored.
How many children did you have?
So, I had 10.
That's a lot of kids.
I'm just joking. I just had 2.
Oh, okay.
So I had a boy and a girl.
Okay. How was their education, like, conflicted?
So my boy, he has way more education than my girl has. He had basic education and then he went on to higher education. But my daughter, she has only basic education.
Like you had?
Yeah, basic reading and writing. Just to make sure she's at least literate.
Okay. So I understand Constantine came into power.
Yep.
How did Constantine make your life better?
So Constantine added a lot of laws that made people accept Christianity more and made life way easier on us. So Constantine first added the Edict of Milan, which made the tolerance of all Christians. And then Theodosius made Christianity the official religion. So Constantine also believed in God, although he did not say it until his deathbed. So.
Well, thank you, Mary Beth, for coming on History Unknown.
It was my pleasure. I really enjoyed doing it.
I enjoyed having you. And I hoped all my listeners learned something new about history. Thanks for listening. See you next time on History Unknown.